Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
All right, jumping into today, Savage or Sensible, muting someone in a Zoom call who keeps talking. This one inspired by the second presidential debate, which is tonight, Breeze, where we talked about it earlier. The mute button now going to be a thing after there was a lot of interrupting and shouting. And
I made a meme, if you want to go check it out.
You did?
PXY Rochester on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
Mm-hmm. But we were trying to figure out, like, all right, what's like the real life application of this? Like, what is the equivalent in our normal day to day that we could pose a Savage or Sensible on? And this is what we came up with. Imagine you're sitting in a Zoom meeting. You've probably been in dozens, hundreds, thousands, perhaps at this point of the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine there's one of your coworkers who maybe they just keep interjecting, keep asking questions, and they're starting to bog things down a little bit.
Or maybe their dog's barking, or their baby's crying, mm-hmm. or their husband's like, why didn't you do this?
Right. Now, certainly, if that's the instance, they should probably be muting themselves. So there's background noise. But I think this is more, Breeze, more along the lines of if they're trying to actually talk and say something.
Mm-hmm.
Because the background stuff, like, if my baby's crying in the background and I get muted, like, I wouldn't be as offended. If I'm trying to ask a question, if I'm trying to make a point, if I'm trying to say something and I get muted, now we're on to a whole new different level, right?
It's funny. Something I've noticed throughout this pandemic is that, like, etiquette and manners have kind of gone to the wayside.
Yeah.
Like, as if they don't really matter anymore. People
mm-hmm.
don't follow them as much as they once did.
You think?
I think so.
Or is a lot of this that all this is new and we're not quite sure what the protocol is, right?
I guess, but
I think how
is that different than any other meeting of, like, the presenters talking and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, Janet, can I just say something really quick?
I can guarantee you there are people listening right now who that person is in their office. Right. It's the person.
We hate to see it.
It's the person to... And this happened in school a lot, right? Like, in college specifically, where things were wrapped up. Like, all right, it's time to go. And whoever's in charge always says, does anyone have any more questions?
Yeah.
And when anyone would raise their hand, sometimes it would be a verbal groan from the rest of the crowd, like, oh, are you kidding me?
Like, seriously?
That kind of reaction. So, today's Savage or Sensible, muting someone in a Zoom call who keeps talking. If you want to jump in, what do you think? You can vote in the poll. It's up right now at 98pxy.com. You can send us your thoughts at 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show. Breeze, what do you think here? Savage or Sensible, muting someone in a Zoom call who just, they keep talking.
I personally think it's so sensible.
Really?
Because...
Uh-huh.
This is just a classic tale of using your resources.
Okay.
This is the, you know, my mom keeps saying this, like, this is probably the one time in your life you'll be, hopefully, fingers crossed,
yeah.
one time in your life you'll be in the situation where you have, and you're mandated to work from home, and that's mm-hmm. the safest option.
Right.
So I think you need to take it for what it's worth and be able to take advantage of those technological tools that, you know, gets Betsy to shut the F up when you're asking her, please, Betsy, like, hold the questions till the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just using that little button that you do not have access to in the office. You can't shut someone's voice box off in the office.
Definitely wanted to.
You have to use your resources while they're given to you at this current point in time. Uh-huh. I think it's 100% sensible because you won't have this option forever. Use it while you can.
Okay. Interesting.
Take full advantage.
Interesting take on that. Breeze, I can't fully get on board with you. I can't. I think there needs to be an escalation of things first. You can't start right with the mute button, right? If someone is maybe stepping out of line a little bit and talking too much or bogging things down or making things awkward in a meeting, I think the first sensible step should definitely be to just like say something to them, right? Like, shouldn't you address it first instead of just going straight to the mute button? Like, don't you think that maybe that's a little more sensible? To me, if we're going right to the mute button, it's savage. Now, on the other side of that coin, if the person is warned and said, hey, can you, like, hold the questions till the end?
Pipe stop down.
Interrupting, whatever. And they keep doing it. Okay, different story, right? If it gets to that point. But I think the mute button should be a last resort. You're leading with it.
Because you learn quicker. Because you're... Like I said on Tuesday, embarrassment is a choice.
Here we go.
But how you choose to react to that, you know, is going to make or break how you're moving forward with it. If you choose to react of like, oh, God, that's a little embarrassing. I was literally just like asked to be quiet without even like I was ordered to be quiet because I don't really have an option.
Yeah, you know.
Then that'll set the precedent for the rest of things to come.
I would worry about what that does to the morale of the employee, right?
What do you mean the morale?
the overall morale of like, oh, if you step out of line, they're just gonna mute you. Like, it's,
we're on a tight ship.
I mean, that's what is this, North Korea? Like, what do you mean? 222-9800. Caleb on hold right now. Caleb, welcome to the show. Savage or sensible, muting someone in a Zoom call who keeps on talking. What do you think?
You guys made some pretty amazing points, but I think it is 100% savage.
Okay.
You have to, like you said, give them a chance.
Right.
You can't just go and, nope, you're done for the day, so we're going to mute.
Right. Sit this one out, champ. Take a seat. You're on the bench.
Yeah, exactly.
Because some people possess more self-awareness than others, right? And maybe they're not doing it intentionally to be like a jerk or to try to bog things down. Maybe they don't know they're doing it. So, yeah, I think the warning, the brushback pitch, if you will, if you want to use that sports analogy, is necessary before you go nuclear and you hit the mute button on somebody. Like, I just keep thinking, if that happened to me, I'm leaving the meeting.
What do you mean you're
absolutely
leaving the meeting? You can't leave the meeting.
You are literally telling me you don't want my input. You don't want me talking. So why am I here? What's the point? This is a waste of my time. That's where my head would go.
We were muted. We've been muted on meetings before, Corey.
But that's again, it's structure of it, right? In those instances, you're muted from the beginning, right? So that's a little different. It's not that you're trying.
And you know that you're going to be muted, not just out of the blue.
Like, can you imagine? You're in the middle of trying to say something or bring a point up or ask a question, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of talking and then everyone else is talking and you realize, am I having a technical difficulty? Did I drop? Did I mute myself?
You
no,
too.
They muted me.
You too. You need to listen. I want to mute Corey right now.
All right. I can mute
Caleb,
myself here.
I'm talking to you. Okay. We've been in a meeting before, Corey and I. It was a company-wide meeting, and I don't want to throw shade at my coworkers, but here we go.
Yeah.
We had one coworker who just, he wasn't, maybe it's harder on Zoom, but he wasn't picking up social cues that, like, his time was up type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And our boss was like, okay, well, we're done. Thank you. And it was so uncomfortable for the rest of the office that was on the call that I would have much rather him just been muted and then been like,
no,
oops, connection lost.
That would have been worse. That would have been worse.
It was really uncomfortable.
It was really uncomfortable. Just being muted would be worse, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so I could agree with you on that for sure.
Oh, man. All right.
I would rather, I would rather plead ignorance and be like, oh, his internet dropped. It's mm-hmm. time to upgrade to the bigger package type of sitch. And it was just uncomfy. Yeah, it was uncomfy.
Look, it's going to be uncomfy if someone just gets muted too, is the point, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, Caleb. Thanks for the call, man. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Talk to you soon, Caleb.
Have a good
one.
Bye. Some more votes coming through. Club PXY Save text line if you want to jump in. Again, today's Savage or Sensible, muting someone in a Zoom call who keeps talking. Joe the Cable Guy weighing in. He's voting Savage. Apparently, he says his wife's boss does this. Wow.
Wow.
This texter, really? Savage, puts tension between the muter and the speaker. Better to say, hey, Joe, we're going to move forward. I'll give you time at the end. That's how you handle that situation. Absolutely. I agree. All right. What do you think? If you want to jump in, shoot us a text.
Unless Joe gets mad and leaves.
Come on, Breeze. You're telling me that you would sit around in a meeting after you were trying to make a big point and you get muted. You're going to sit there and just stare. The RBF that you would display would be incredible. It would be in your best.
Even worse than it already is.
It would be in your best interest to probably leave that meeting.
Just daggers.
Absolutely.
People's Macs just spontaneously combust.
Yep, exactly. All right. We do have a bunch of teachers weighing in on this who are agreeing with you that this would be a sensible move. This teacher saying, parent-teacher conferences, open houses is perfect. Also great while teaching third graders. Dustin specifically checking in. I'm a teacher. Muting kids is my favorite thing. I've got a lesson to teach. I don't want to hear your sister in the background screaming or how you have a bug bite in an unusual place.
Oh my gosh. I saw this TikTok, or maybe it was just a Facebook video mm-hmm. of a teacher kind of doing her point of view, the camera's behind the computer screen and it's like on her and she's like, no, oh really, oh okay, so we have to move on, oh your mom's here too, like it's so funny. It's just like their point of view of how they teach on Zoom every day,
right.
And it's really something.
I think there is a big difference between a teacher teaching especially little kids and adults at a business. I would hope there's a difference anyway, though, right? Like, don't you think? This texter saying, depends on the type of meeting. If it's a large presentation, then 100% mute. Typically, in those situations, they have you mute up front, right? So, you, like Caleb was saying earlier, you
or
know that expectation
the presenter mutes.
Yeah.
Like, they'll state, okay, everyone's going on mute. We're going to start the meeting type of situation.
This texter goes on to say, if it's a small group, then the leader of the meeting should be able to handle, people. Basically, right?
I guess, but people sometimes are like birds. They're just unhinged. They're unpredictable.
We got a nursing student checking in too.
Okay.
Says I'm in a nursing school online, and I wish my professors would mute some people. Our lecture days always go late because people are butting in and asking ridiculous questions. Okay. Here's my thing. I think there's a time and place for it, but unlike Breezy, I think it would be a savage move to lead with that one. I think you got to give somebody a little benefit of the doubt. You got to do a little brushback pitch, if you will, and maybe let them know, like, hey, we'll save the questions to the end. Simply, could you please, we got to move on. Could you please stop interrupting?
But that's the same thing as, like, going to a graduation and being like, please hold all applause to the end. And then Betsy's mom comes out with a blowhorn. It's like, there's always people that are going to not follow the rules. And there's one of them in every office.
Well, sure.
And we all know it.
And
I know exactly who it is in our office.
And that's my point is, okay, if they don't respect what is said and that they need to
they won't
keep their traps, well then you can mute them, then it's okay, but you can't lead
oh
with
so
that.
There has to be a courtesy knock,
yes,
like there
yes,
was on Tuesday.
Yes, exactly
or yesterday.
Exactly what I'm saying.
I'm done with no I'm
you're
sick
done,
of butter
done
I'm
with courtesy
no I'm sick of and yeah courtesy is canceled in 2020. I'm sick of buttering people up just to get your way.
It's
no. That's not no
Breezy, what do you
no
please how mad would you be if this happened to you, you would be
furious.
I wouldn't
be mad at all. It's actually extremely expected.
Bold-faced lie.
It's extremely expected.
It's expected to be muted. Are you shocked that you haven't been muted yet? Is that why you're saying that?
I probably would never get muted because, A, I probably would be late. B, my computer would die. Both of these things have happened in the three meetings that we've had company-wide.
Perfect. Great look for you.
But it's just, you got to know what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And as a boss, you got to read the room and you got to take charge. I respect a boss that can take charge.
I pray that Breezy's never a boss. You would be a tyrant. You would be insufferable to work for.
Everyone would hate me more than they already do.
No one hates you. Only because you're not the boss. If you were the boss, I agree. They would. All right.
Of course.
Let's go to the poll. 98pxy.com. Savvy or sensible. Muting someone in a Zoom call who keeps talking. Close one today. 60% of the people voting, however, say savagery.
Well, I mean, if you want to waste your time, that's fine with me. Not my time wasted. I'm good. I'm fine.
I can't wait to instruct our boss to mute you the next time we have a meeting.
Oh, you would never.
Oh, yeah, yes, I would.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy. Are you ready to vote? Find out at vote411.org.
If you want to be heard, then vote.
Whether you're voting by mail or in person, have a plan to vote on November 3rd.
Every vote counts.
Early voting is available this year, too, starting October 24th. Vote. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org. The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.